many things in this life that we have that people can take from us. The robber can break in our home, can snatch our pocketbooks. The man can come and repossess your house, repossess your automobile. But I'm glad tonight that we've got something on the inside that man can't take from us. For Jesus paid it the price, went out on Calvary and paid the debt. And this is what he left back here. The Holy Ghost that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., let the Holy Spirit have its way. I am radio host Faith, gospel music at its best. Look, have you been reading God's words, and walking in your calling? Then you can expect great things to happen for you today.
I must say,
good to you.
Yes,
if you know it, been good.
I know it, been good.
Help. Thank you, Lord. I could be lost
and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I am radio host Faith. It's 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be back with more gospel music right after our station ID.
Won't you
He's alive.
It ain't on you.
He's alive.
I don't know.
He's alive. We're here today to sing gospel, and I would sing jazz because there's more money in jazz, but I don't sing it. But we're here, and we're going to sing for you. If you got a coin on your right foot, slip the shoe off your left foot and pat the heel of your other foot. We're here to have a good time. And you want to get out what you put in. You don't put nothing in, you're not going to get nothing out. Oh, yeah. And we like to get things moving here. Here's a song I want to sing from our latest CD on the House of Blues label, and I want you to know it's all right. Listen as we tell you, I'm going to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, I want to be ready.
Yeah, I want to be ready.
I
want to walk in Jerusalem just like
me tell that I want to be ready.
I want to be ready.
I wanna be ready
to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's just for square.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
And I won't be content till I get there.
I'll walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's for square wine.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna meet King Jesus on the other side.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Hottest station in the world. The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. It's 15 minutes before 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Faith. Did you tell God thank you for blessing me this day?
But I got a question I'd like to ask you tonight. Can anybody in here tell me who woke you up early this morning? Can anybody tell me who started you on your way?
not just a story. It's a living, breathing, walking testimony of a God so good he leaves his home in glory. For the world he loves, for the world that he so loves. It's not just a story.
Ah! up on the mountain. The talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Power down in the valley, trials and temptations, that's where you'll
pardon, an empty My brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Cause he lives. Oh, my fear. All fear is gone.
The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music is this. Catch the Wave on the NFI.
I pray that you are enjoying the music this morning. I am your radio host, Faith, playing the old and new music. We are right at the top of the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for listening. Now back to more gospel music.
If you're broken down, Jesus is ready. you pray. This one might leave you teary-eyed. This one gon' keep you flying high. This one gon' get you through the night. This song is called Joy. Sweet joy. I had to conquer my fears, I had to wrestle with fate. I made some plans for the future, them plans kept showing up late. That led to joy, sweet joy.
God moving power. the same, God. This is who we worship tonight. Yeah. He's the same, He's the same. Oh, how I need You. How I need You. You freed the captives. You're freeing hearts right. You are the same God. You are the same God. You touch the lepers. I feel Your touch right now. You are the same God. You are the same God. And He changed you, oh, forever. We feel You now, You're the same God, You're the same God, yeah, how we need You now, yeah. I'm calling on the Holy Spirit. Almighty River, come fill me again.
Let that be your prayer tonight.
Come and fill me again. Come and fill me. Come and fill me again.
All right. What if I told you hope was the key? Would you believe me? Well, you should. Because hope is not only the key, it's the major key. See what I did there? Nah, but for real. Contrary to popular belief, hope isn't pretending your current struggle ain't real. It's actually a brave champion mindset and posture to take in the midst of it all.
So you ask me, with all the divisiveness and bigotry and hatred and suffering and sickness and oppression and depression going on in the world, how could you possibly still believe? I'll say it like this. Hope. Hope is not the denial of reality. Hope is the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. Beautiful people, hope ain't ever canceled. And I want you to know that He's got the whole world in His hands.
No need to worry. No need to fret. No need to be afraid when you know who's got it. He's got the whole world in His hands. 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 He's got the whole world. And it's all, yeah, it's all in His hands. All in His hands. Every worry is all in His hands. Every pain, every fear is all in His hands. That problem, that burden, it's in His hands.
Yes, it is. Tell me, why should I fear when he's right here? Why would I fear when he's been here? Tell me, what would I fear when God's been here? Oh, why would I feel, yeah, when it's in his name?
You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 minutes, power of prayer. Let's go live.
Good morning to you, my precious brothers and sisters in the Lord. Listen, on this morning, this is what I'm sharing with you. Jesus Christ is still your healer. Did you hear me good? I said, Jesus Christ is still your healer. We're about to go into the Word of God, and we will see in the life of a blind man by the name of Blind Bartimaeus. My God, what was it that he, what did he do to get Jesus' attention? What did he do to trigger his miracle? He was blind for a long time, but he came in touch with Jesus. One encounter with Jesus Christ can turn your life around. I believe someone under the sound of my voice, your life is about to be turned around by the power of God, because Jesus Christ is still your healer. But before we go into the Word of God, I want to just worship and sing, Nobody Like You, Lord.
Oh, 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 nobody like you, Lord. Sing it to him. Nobody like you, Lord. Tell him, oh, we sing. Oh, 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 nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We sing, oh, 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 nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, 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 you are my healer. You are my healer, Lord. Sing it to him. You are my healer, Lord. Tell him, oh, we sing it. Oh, 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 you are my healer, Lord. You are my healer, Lord. God, we give you praise this morning. We give you glory, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. You are still the healer. You are still our healer, Lord. We worship you, oh God. Oh, glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, minister to your people on this morning. Let the miracle working power, the healing power of the resurrected Christ flow into their bodies, right through the computers, right through their smartphones, through their tablets, through their smart TVs. Let the healing power of the Holy Ghost, let it flow right into their bodies. Give them a miracle. That person who just got a bad report from the doctor, turn it around, God. For with God, absolutely nothing should be impossible. Not only people need a miracle of healing from their sickness and diseases, but whatever miracle it is that they need, meet that need on this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Somebody say a good amen. Listen, now I want to take you into the book of Mark chapter 10 from verses 46 through 52, talking about blind Bartimaeus. What is it that he did? What did he do to get Jesus' attention? What did he do to get a miracle from God? Because if we look in the life of blind Bartimaeus and see what it is that he did to get a miracle from God, we can apply the same principle and get the same type of miracle. Why? Because Jesus Christ is your healer. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't care what sickness or disease it is that you have in your body that you need a miracle of healing from. Nothing is impossible with God. You're not watching this broadcast by accident. I believe you're watching this by divine appointment, because this is your moment to receive a miracle from God. Listen to the word. The Bible says, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. This man was restricted in what all he was able to do. So all he was able to do was just beg. Just think about it. Because of his handicap, the blindness, he was limited in what all he was able to do. So he sat there and he begged. Ah, glory to God. Listen to verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus, this wasn't just anybody, he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. When he heard that, he knew about the miracles that Jesus had performed. He heard about how Jesus healed other blind men, opened the ears of the deaf, raised Lazarus from the dead, healed the paralyzed man who was let down through the roof and receive a miracle from Christ. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, hope and faith came alive in his heart. He recognized his moment. Man, you know, give me a floor. I just feel anointing here.
You know, come on, let's go. I feel the Holy Ghost. You know, God is doing something and saying something to you. You know, yesterday we talked about the woman with the issue of blood. She recognized her moment. A singer in the world said, give me one moment in time, because one moment can change your life and your destiny forever. The sad thing is, some people don't recognize when the moment comes. Blind Bartimaeus was one of those people who recognized, this is, I feel the Holy Ghost. This is my time. This is my season. I'm going for it. I'm going for it. Hallelujah. Listen, so the Bible says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O God. And as soon as he began to cry out, the devil knows your prayer is going to be answered. So the minute you begin to cry out and pray to God, that devil will come after you to discourage you and try to get you to stop praying and try to get you to believe that God isn't listening to you. But the Apostle Peter said, the eyes of the Lord, he said, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And many begin to charge him that he should hold his peace. Shut up. In other words, you are disturbing Jesus. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I dare you to pray again. I dare you to cry out to him again. I know the circumstances is not easy. From the natural standpoint, it looks impossible. But I dare you to cry out to him. He said in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great. I show you great. Somebody shout great. Somebody shout great. Someone shout great. I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. My God, there is an anointing for miracles here. And he cried the more a great deal, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. He got his attention. I believe somebody under the sound of my voice, your prayer this morning, your cry to him, you got his attention. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. The same people who was just discouraging him and telling him to shut up, when they recognized that God was on his side, they changed their talk. And the Bible says, he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. That was his beggar's garment. That was his license given to him by the governor. A special type of a governor there. That recognized him as someone who had authority from the government to beg. He was licensed. But when he recognized his moment had come, his dependence on man, he took it and threw it away as an act of faith. He didn't even receive the miracle yet, but he knew that something was about to happen. He knew he was not going away disappointed, and he turned off of him. Hey, somebody help me give him a praise. Somebody help me give him a praise right now. Someone's getting a breakthrough. I said, someone's getting a breakthrough. Oh, just a few years ago, the Holy Ghost said, take the step of faith. I obeyed God, and he worked it out. My God. I'm not telling you to do it, but if the Holy Ghost is telling you to take the step of faith, obey God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And Jesus stood still, and they said, come.
He's calling you. And when he came to Jesus, Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto you? What do you want me to do for you, blind Bartimaeus? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go your way. Your faith have made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I remember preaching in a church in Lone Oak, Arkansas. A 77-year-old woman, blind in her right eye. When the power of God began to move in that service, that woman recognized her moment to get a miracle. She said, Pastor Sean, come lay your hands on me. I believe God is going to open my blind right eye. My God, that was a heavy anointing in that meeting. I laid hands on that woman in the name of Jesus, because I'm not the healer. Jesus is. When I moved my hands, she screamed, I can see. I can see. Man, we just went wild in that place giving God the glory. The same God that did it for blind Bartimaeus. The same God that did it for the blind, the woman who was blind in the right eye in Lone Oak, Arkansas. That's the same God. He's able. I dare you to shout, he's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Oh, he's able. Listen, lay your hands on the part of your body where you need a miracle from God. If someone is in the room with you, if their ears are deaf, put your hands on that deaf ear. If their eyes are blind, put your hands on those blind eyes. If they have cancer in the body, just lay your hands on them. If you are the one needing a miracle from God, lay your hands on that part of your body right now. I rebuke you, deaf and dumb spirit. Come out! In the name of Jesus, someone's ear coming open right now. Come out, you deaf and dumb spirit. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. You blind devil, come out. I command your blind eyes to open in the name of Jesus. I command you to see right now in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes be open. You can't stay there, you blind devil. Come out, come out, come out. Hallelujah. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. You foul devil of cancer. Come out. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come out of there, body. Come out. You devil of diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, low blood pressure. We rebuke you. Clogged arteries, heart disease. Come out. Brain tumors. We rebuke you. Emphysema. We bind it in the name of Jesus. You devil of multiple sclerosis, come out in the name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. I feel the power of God. Shut down somebody left side. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. For you are great. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening right now. Receive your miracle. There is no one else like you. The power of God is here. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve. Thank you.
Only sees me for who I question. Come on. I like that. Come on. In his hands. Woo! That's it. Come on, say this. In his hands. You got it. So come on, let's sing it real good right here. Come on. Y'all sound real good. All in his hands. All of my burdens. Problems. Without any question. Whatever the problem, I know that he can solve it. Yes, sir. This and that, he can handle it. That's a fact. Yes, Lord. No matter how great or small, he's the master. Come on, let's go. Come on. Yep. All my alto. Sing it like you mean it. Come on, sinners.
this is God's will for you. Be grateful in all situations, for this is God's will for you.
For healing my wounds, for healing my
depression, for opening doors. Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I'm grateful.
I thank you, Lord. Thank you for this moment.
Ooh,
so many could have loved to be here tonight.
Do you thank God every day for life, health, and strength? I am so grateful for what God is doing in my life every day. I believe someone need a word today that will take them into next week. Are you ready to be blessed by the man of God? We are right at the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now let's join Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning to you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. It's a great day to be alive. Yes, someone needs a word from the Lord. I know they do. Somebody needs to be lifted up. Somebody needs just to know that they still love. And Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. How do you know? This I know that, but number one, the Bible tells me so. Amen. And I know that he loves me. Look at me. Listen to me this morning. Look at you. Amen. He sat up there at the right hand, God the Father, pleading our case, gave us another opportunity, pleaded for another day's journey. Lord God, our Father, give him another chance. Give him another day to work on their soul salvation. Give them another day to work some things out. give them another day to work on at their building, to get their building fixed. That's right, working on that building, not the one that's made with hands, but the one that's eternal in the heavens. And we tell God, thank you. We tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. We want to thank God, our Father, for his Son, Jesus, who is now our Lord and our Savior. Somebody ought to tell God thank you to start off with. Just praise him right now. Hallelujah. Lift up and just tell him. Lift a hand. Hallelujah. If you can't even move, if you're lying in the bed and can't move, move your spirit. Move your inner soul. Just move it. See yourself moving. See yourself getting up off that bed of affliction. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Have faith in God. Don't go by the circumstances. Hallelujah. You go by the word of God. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Today we're going to Romans, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse. Romans, the 5th chapter, the 1st verse. I want to say thank you to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Worldwide International, amen, radio ministry. Praise ye the Lord. Goes in all parts of the world. Amen. Hundreds of thousands of folks listening. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Never thought this years ago they would reach that many people at one time. Amen. Can't even build a building large enough for all of that. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And everybody can hear it. Hallelujah. Everybody can get the word of God. Praise ye the Lord. Romans, the 5th chapter, the 5th and the 1st verse. Apostle Paul's writing over in the New Testament. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you now in the name of the Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for lying down last night. Thank you for getting up this morning. We thank you, kind Father. Hallelujah. You look beyond all our faults. Saw nothing but our needs. And we're asking for your forgiveness for some wrongdoings, some wrong sayings. Perhaps there were some things we said or did that was not pleasing in your sight. Lord, please forgive us. We may have went some places that we should not have gone. And then on the other hand, there's some places we should have went and been your witness and should have went to check on somebody and some should have went in your name and we didn't even go. Please forgive us, Lord. Creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Hallelujah. We thank you. And Lord, there's somebody, Holy Spirit, touch their heart, who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord. Right now, at the beginning, Holy Spirit, lead and guide this service. Have thine way, O Lord, touch the heart of somebody right now, that they yell out, what must I do to be saved and inherit this kingdom of God? In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We're praying, Lord, for somebody that's on their bed of affliction. Seem like one thing happened, and then seem like the doctors work on that and something else. But we declare and decree right now, standing on the word of God and the authority and the blood of Jesus, that ye shall be healed and made whole again. Hallelujah. If he did it for the lady with the issue of blood, he showed us right then what he can do. If we keep the faith, stop looking at our circumstances. A lot of times, Lord, we realize now through your study of your word, a lot of times you have already answered the prayer. You've already taken care. We just haven't seen the manifestation of it yet, and we think you haven't done anything. Please forgive us, Lord, for our unbelief. And Lord, somebody right now, hallelujah. It's going through. But Lord, helping to hold on to your unchanging hand and your sin all the way through. And that thing there, that too, will pass. Hallelujah. We keep in the faith. We have nothing else to stand on but your word anyway. We have tried other things and we realize other things were nothing but sinking sand. But on Christ, on Christ, a solid rock. Hallelujah, we stand. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. 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 Romans the 5th chapter and the 1st verse in the New Testament, the writings of Apostle Paul. And we won't be with you long, so stay right there with us now. Stay focused. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, somebody say, I've been justified. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice now, you have to accept him as your Lord. Through your Lord Jesus Christ, you now have peace with God. You want peace with man? Start off by getting peace with God. But why? How? Because you've already been justified through your faith in Jesus as your Lord. Continue reading here, Romans 5 in the second verse, through whom we have gained access. How do we gain access? Through our acceptance and the belief in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now we have gained access by faith. You got to keep the faith. And now in gain access into another spiritual realm, into this grace in which we now stand. I'm reading from the NIV, New International Version. And so now we have gained access into the grace. Look at what we receive. Romans 5th chapter, the 1st verse. Therefore, since you have now been justified, see, stop letting them people tell you that you're not worthy. Stop letting them tell you that you have been justified, that you got to justify this, you got to prove this, you got to justify this. You can't justify it. The only way we can do it is through our faith. And so it said now, since we already been justified through faith, how? Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, that cross, that Calvary cross experience. Now we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now gained an access by faith into what? Grace, in which we now continue to stand. From that verse, I want to use a subject. Jesus justified us to be righteous. Jesus justified our spirit to be righteous. We discussed the previous services about that we are a spirit housed in a body, walking around in a mortal flesh. We've talked before about being righteous. And you can't pick up righteousness. You don't do it by working and checking off and getting so many points and say, okay, you've reached so many points. Now I can declare you righteous. No. And I think sometimes churches think that's what they're doing. And I think sometimes churches feel like they're the teacher who do the grading, and they're grading you all the time. So, well, you're doing good, but not quite good enough yet. You're not quite righteous yet. No. We become righteous whenever we accept Jesus as Lord. Everything, that's the key to all of this. From Genesis to Revelation, you got to accept Jesus as Lord. Stay with me now, and I'll tell you why. The subject, Jesus justified our spirit to be righteous. We discuss the fact that man was a spirit and a soul living in a body, but after the fall, man went from living from the inside out. Notice now, Adam was living really from the inside out because he was a spirit. We still a spirit. And you're operating with the spiritual realm back and forth with heaven and from the inside out, directly from a spirit. But when the fall, when Adam disobeyed and Eve disobeyed in the Garden of Eden and lost everything, then man started living from his body. See, before that, man didn't have no sickness. Man, it had, a matter of fact, it didn't even rain. They didn't have to have it to quench his thirst to do nothing. Why? Just the dew that was falling and everything that was in the garden, all the herbs, all the plants, everything it needed, they were healthy. They enjoyed life. They didn't have to worry about nothing. Live forever. No sickness, no dying. By the way, you don't have to be sick to die. People are always talking about, well, you know, so-and-so passed. Had it been sick? Yeah. Oh, well, that's okay then because, you know, they've been sick. I expect them to die. Where you get that from? And so we're from, now man is living from his body and operating directly from his flesh. And see, that's a problem right there. And that's why now disease and sickness invades the body, can invade the body. But it was not possible for sickness or disease or strife or all that to enter the body or take over the flesh before Adam lost the dominion and the ownership of this earth to Satan. That's when sin came on the earth. It wasn't even there before. It was meant for you and I to be guided by our spirit and our spirit to be guided by God. Listen to the order now. And then we would end up in the right place and everything will operate in God's spiritual order. See, if we guided by our spirit and then our spirit is guided by God, just like today, what it says now, said now if we will honor our wife, love and cherish her and do right, and then she can follow you, man, husband, as you line up and your spirit follow Christ as the head of the church and as you line up with the church. If everything would line up together, everything would be in the spiritual order. But you notice confusion in one of those areas, confusion in the church, confusion in relationship, because somebody has stepped out of the line or the order of God. Somebody is not doing what they want to do. Somebody's not doing what they're supposed to do. If you're working together on something, everybody got the paddle, the canoe, at the same time and the way that they're supposed to do it. If they don't, then somebody's going to say, hey, somebody's not doing what you're supposed to. You're trying to lift something heavy, and you say, hey, you get on that side, and you get in the back, and you get over here, and you get to going. He says, now somebody's not pulling their load. Somebody's out of order. And so if man stayed with the original plan and the original order of God, man would have stayed in the spirit and never been subject to time. See, man would have lived forever. Why? Because there was no time. There was no limitation. He was carefree. But now man put himself in time. And you know time is limited. But God is not in time, because God has no beginning and no ending. And remember now, whatever time that God goes by is not our time. His time is not our time. God is always in the current. He's always in the now. He's in the right now. And that's why it says, now faith is. See, you got to, when you pray, and whatever it is, it says in that Mark 11:23, you got to believe it right then. Right then, not make an appointment and say, I'm going to believe this later on. I'm going to believe it after I go to the doctor's appointment next Thursday. No, right now faith is, because God operates in the right now moment. Right the moment. It says if you believe in the moment that you pray and declare and speak it to be, it shall be. Whether you're moving mountains and things in your obstacles in your life, whatever it is, if you believe right then, And yes, you were justified. You're justified, and worthy to be the one to do that. You don't have to call a priest. You don't have to call nobody, because Jesus justified our spirit to be righteous. What that mean? To be back in right standing with God. And this is why it's of the utmost importance that you and I are born again. And what are you doing? Your spirit is what's been born again. Nicodemus he asked the question, how can I go back in my mother and be born all over again? He said, I'm not talking about this. This is your spirit that has to be born again. Why? Because it had to start it back over from the fall of Adam that messed up the original plan for mankind. And so now the only way to start over is by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior under the faith in the new blood covenant that was signed with Jesus' precious blood at the cross. And that plan is to be led and operated solely by the Spirit. What the scripture says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God is the sons of God. Stay with me now and go back to inside out. Man going back to operating as a spirit from his inside out, or his supernatural living inside a mortal body. What it says, the Bible says, from temporal to eternal. Inside of you is the inward man, and the inward man is to be renewed day by day. The scripture said he had to be renewed day by day. You got to work on it day by day. You're going to have to crucify that flesh day by day. How you crucify it? You have to overtake it with the spiritual man that's inside of you. Got to overpower the flesh, because the flesh has its own mind that it wants to do, its own set of temptations that it's subject to. It's so temporal. It's so sensitive. And also the inward man has to crucify the outer man, or crucify the flesh day by day. You know, that anger, that strife, that restlessness, and all of that issues that's going on. Guess what? All of that restlessness and things you got with life, that's your flesh having a problem with it. And many times your flesh will be the loudest voice you will hear. And you will end up making decisions based on your flesh instead of on your spirit man inside and the voice of Almighty God. But the outer man, the scripture said, the inward man, hallelujah, is renewed day by day. But the outer man perishes, and eventually, as the flesh mortal, will go back to the dust. And your spirit will live on. Your loved one is still living. And if you're still trying to hold something against you about something you feel like you should have done and could have, if you keep backing up what you should have did or you thought you could have done and this and that, then you back it up to what if you never married the person. Then you can back it up if you never met them. You can back it up till you never were born. You can't back up. You can't turn back the hands down. You can't take on all of that on you. Cast every bit of that care onto Jesus, because he cast every bit of it. You and what you're going through now and what you experienced, Jesus had already saw that future and nailed it to the cross. Now you're taking the other end of the hammer or a crowbar and pulling the nails back out of the cross and reliving all of that all over again. Now you're acting like you're going to be the God. Take that hammer and nail it back to the cross. And take that hammer and throw it down. Tell God thank you. Stay with me now. Amen. And so your spirit will live on eternally, even when the fleshly body seems to give out. Look at what the scripture said in Thessalonians, to be from the body is to be present with the Lord. People say, well, how can you preach and say that with the Lord? The scripture says so. It says to be absent from the body, you're present then with the Lord. And so man wants to operate by his intellect, by his education, and what makes sense to him. Yes, knowledge have been obtained by his senses, by seeing, tasting, hearing, touch or feeling, and smell, the five senses. And so man he's operating by that. But if you're only operating with the natural aspects of life, you'll never reach the potential and the abundance God has in store for you. And that's where faith comes into play. Yes, I'm as a minister, as a pastor, I'm constantly, Pastor Wolf always, yes, I'm always doing it. Why? Because the Bible said without faith it is impossible to please God. And I know you want to please him, and so you're going to have faith. He said, how will they know unless there's a preacher that will say so? And how can there be a preacher going to say so unless he'd been sent with the message? He that have an ear, let him hear. See, the majority of the prayer requests that ministers receive, whether you all know it or not, is about either health, money, or relationships. It's going to be one of those three majority of the time. They either want prayer for health, or prayer for some finances, money, or prayer about a relationship. Whether it's relationship with somebody at the house or intimate or relationship on their job and somebody aggravating, whatever, it's going to be one of those three. But too many make wrong decisions with each of these categories because they are looking for love in the wrong places, trying to fix some past mistakes and then going to transfer it to another relationship. And this time, going to try to prove to, I guess, themselves. And you can't do all of that. And then sometimes they're taking on love and they're trying to take on someone else's shortcomings as if somehow you equipped to be their God. Whew. Somebody say Jesus. And looking for someone to validate them or someone to make them righteous. We see here now that we have already been made righteous. Hallelujah. When we look at Romans the 5th chapter and the 1st verse, it says that we have been made the righteous. Not earned it. You can't earn it. Can't do enough mission trips to earn it. You can't usher enough. You can't sing enough in the choir. You can't get enough points to earn it. We as believers got it from what Jesus did, not from what we did, but we got the righteousness from what Jesus did and not from what we think we can do. Our past cannot keep us from being righteous before God. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you for that. And so why are you trying to allow it? It's doing nothing but hindering and slowing you down from moving forward. God have already justified you by your faith. Now pick up your faith because you've already been justified. And justified, what it mean? You have already done been in the court of heaven and the judge already have put the justice on you. And Jesus stepped up and said, I am their advocate. I am their attorney. I am their counselor. And I'm speaking on their behalf. And the judge said, well, I'm listening to what you said. What do you vouch for him? Said, I do. He said, the supreme judge said, therefore, I declare the justice on them. What is the sentence, Your Honor? The sentence saying they have now been justified to be righteous, back in right standing with God and the community and with that person, because I now set them free, not just free to be physically, but their spirit, their soul is now free, their mind, their will, their emotions. And if it's free before me, Almighty God, therefore it definitely is there on earth. You go back and you tell them. They have now been made justified and righteous by faith. And now they can pick it up. And now they can operate in grace. Hallelujah. They don't have to keep calling me. This is not on probation. I'm not going to be their probation officer. They got automatically grace and go on with your life. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Somebody pick it up and tell God, thank you. Don't look back. Hallelujah. Look to the hills, which cometh your help. Oh, your future is much brighter than your past. Somebody said, well, it looks like the better days are behind. And no, your better days are before you if you keep your eye looking at the cross. And so what have church leaders confused folks with is that the church people are thinking of when you say that being person is righteous, the church is thinking you're talking about they being holy. And they're saying, well, y'all, I don't think you holy enough. First of all, who are you? I haven't seen you down across with anybody. But the righteousness is being in right standing with God. Listen, church, you cannot change any of your past, whether it's good or bad. And you're not and cannot be responsible for any other person doings or mistakes that they've made. God no longer holds any past against you because Jesus paid it all. Somebody shout, Jesus, thank you. And look at our text now as we move to the conclusion. Romans, the fifth chapter, we'll start in the very first verse. I'm reading NIV today. And therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace which we now can stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. The third verse says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. Yes, through the suffering, through trials, through temptation, through pains and different things, but we still can look for the glory because we know that suffering produces perseverance and it's character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame. Tell him thank you, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that now rests, rules, and abides within us when we accept Jesus as Lord. And the scripture says there, who has been given to us as a gift, the Holy Spirit. Tell God thank you for the gift. And the sixth verse, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, we couldn't even help ourselves, powerless, couldn't do nothing about it. Christ Jesus died for the ungodly. Do you see that? That's everybody. Stop people thinking they better than somebody else for the ungodly. That was everybody. Why? Because all have sinned and can shape short of the glory of God. When we do it, when Adam did it, that all of us, he put every one of us in the poorhouse. But Jesus said, I'm coming now so that you can pick it up now, can have life and have it more abundant. It took us right back out of that poorhouse. Why do you keep stepping back in it? And the seventh verse, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. No, not to mention for a good person, but look at it. Someone might possibly dare to die for somebody that's good. Look at the scripture. It's plain. And the eighth verse said, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. What did he do? While we were yet still sinning, Christ died for us. Not for them that look like they're going to be all holy and better than everybody else. While you were still ungodly, while you were still sinning, Christ still died for us all. Tell him thank you again. And the ninth verse, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more do we need to do? What shall we be saved from God's wrath through him, through Christ? For if, while we were God's enemies, because we turned against God, you either be for him or you against. And I tell people now all the time, they keep coming, well, you know, I feel a certain way, but I'm still for it. No, either you for me or you are now against me. It's not one or the, it's not no in between. If you're not for me, then you're automatically against. And the Bible says here, for if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, Jesus. Now, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life. So I don't know why the church trying to make you jump hoops and do all this other stuff. How much more can you be saved? Yes, there's some things we got to work on after salvation. But once you saved, you are saved. What? Saved from a burning hell. You accepted Jesus as Lord. Now you have accomplished that. You have satisfied that step. And now, don't let the church and nobody else put all this other stuff on you. Yes, you got to now work on trying to be a good citizen, a good neighbor, a good person in relationships. That's right. Now you got to work on a better health. That's right. Now you got to work on, hallelujah, pleasing God. Hallelujah. Now you got to work on your finances, and that's right, and tithe, and so that he can take it and press it down, shake it up together. And then when it comes, take the lid back off of this, run it over. Ain't it what he said he'll do? Hallelujah. And the measure, whatever measure you use, that's where he'll measure it. So if you want a lot, then give a lot so you're measuring a lot. But not only the scripture, the 11th verse, not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. And look at it. Death through Adam, we were in sin, sinners, lost, without hope. But now we pick up life through Christ. Now we have the hope of glory through Christ. The 12th verse, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people, oh, church, all people, because all sinned. 13th verse, to be sure, sin was in the world before the law. See, look at it. Sin was in the world before Moses even wrote the Ten Commandments, because the Garden of Eden and the sin, all that took place before you ever heard of Moses. And it says it was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law. There was no law then. Nevertheless, watch this. Death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses. See, so stop this talking about, well, the Lord, yeah, the reason they going through it and dying and all that, because the Lord punishing them, because they broke the law, the Ten Commandments. It's telling you here, wait a minute, there was no law from Adam to Moses, but people were still dying, so you can't put that on them. So the 14th verse, let's continue. Even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, is a pattern of the one to come. And it's a pattern of that one that's got to come. What? Another Adam. Jesus is known as the second Adam. The 15th verse. But the gift is not like the trespassing of sin. You know, lead me not into trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus the Christ, overflow to the many? Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's Adam's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. We've been justified by faith and made righteous. For if the trespass of the one man, Adam, death reigned through that one man, how much more would those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness, how much more reign in life through the one man, Jesus the Christ? Consequently, in the 18th verse, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation of all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification. That's right. So it's saying, as one act condemned us by the other act, when Jesus came on the cross, came on the scene and died on the cross for it all, that righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. Underline all. That's you, I, all of us, not just them at church that's wearing a white dress and a three-piece suit. And for just as through the disobedience of the one man, Adam, the many were made sinners. That's how you became a sinner. We were born with a sinful nature because of that. That's why you're going to have to be born again so your spirit can get cleansed of that sinful nature. But your flesh, I'm telling you, it's going to be a struggle day by day. And God knew it. That's why he said, well, why they struggling and keep working it out? I'm going to have to cover them and give them grace. So also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. The 20th verse, the law. And we're coming to the end of the chapter. We just went through the entire 5th chapter of Romans. But look at the conclusion. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, on one end, take some scales. You go to the old country store and you tell the man, I want to give me about 5 pounds of a hunk of that cheese. And the man put it on the scale. And boom, that one side go down. They say, whoo, I don't know. I believe you got a little bit too much. Take a little bit off. And so then the scale on the other side go a little bit. So this scripture said, but when sin increased on the scale on one end, guess what grace did? Grace put on some extra hunks and increased all the more. And the 21st verse says, so that just as sin reigned in death, and it did, but guess what? So also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ. Ah, Lord. Somebody tell God, thank you for the word that is so plain. Tell him thank you. Oh, I'm thinking now of a song. It said, none but the righteous. And it said, none but the righteous shall see God. Oh, it went on and said, take me to the waters. Hallelujah. Come on now, take me to the waters so I can be baptized. Oh, I'm thinking now to hear Mama and Mama Dem sing at the church. I like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. Oh, when the storms of life were raging and their fury seems to fall on me. I wonder, what have I done that makes this race so hard to run? And then I say to my soul, take courage, because the Lord will make a way. And somehow, oh, beneath the cross you bow, he will take away each sorrow. That's right. Let him have your burdens now. And when the load bears down so heavy, and the weight, it seems like it's showing upon your brow and face, but there's a sweet relief in knowing, hallelujah, that the Lord made a way somehow. Oh, you know, I got salvation. Oh, I got salvation. And I see God. Oh, and we'll be walking around heaven. Hallelujah. One of these old days, you don't have to put up with earthly temptations no more. One of these old days, we'll be shouting and praising. One of these old days, and everywhere you look, be none but the righteous. Everywhere you turn, it'd be none but the righteous. Everywhere I go, I'll see none but the righteous. Wow, because none but the righteous is going to see God. Well, hell, anybody may feel like being righteous. Well, if you want to be righteous, then you're going to have to accept Jesus as Lord. And the moment you do it, you are now the righteous. Anyone getting ready to see God? Oh, I feel my help now. I feel the breakthrough is coming through now. Holy, now make you want to go on and see what the end is going to be. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Make me to lie down in greener pastures. Holy, he leadeth me. He leadeth me besides the way. He leadeth me. Hallelujah. He's going to bless me right in the midst, in the front face. face of my enemies. Tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. And look at that same Jesus that's doing it all for you now. Look at him. Look up towards heaven way. And that same Jesus is coming back again. Oh, fret not thyself because of evildoers and workers of iniquity, because they soon going to be cut down like you mowing the grass, and they're going to wither away. But what you got to do is look to your righteousness. Look to your justification. Look to your faith. Hallelujah. And you see Jesus standing there. Look at him there. Look at there. He said, fret not thyself for evildoers. Hallelujah. Come on in, my child. Come on. I got you. I got you covered. And therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and through whom we have now gained access by faith, even right now while we still on this earthly tabernacle, and to this grace in which we now can stand and hold your head up high. Hallelujah. Because Jesus justified your spirit to be righteous. Tell God, thank you. Is there one? Is there one right now? Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life, the Lord over my mind, body, and soul. Take charge. Hallelujah. I want to follow you. Thank you, Lord God, our Father in heaven, for your grace and your mercy. And I now receive my salvation, and I accept Jesus as Lord, and I know now I'm justified to be righteous by faith. In Jesus' name, somebody tell God thank you. Tell him thank you. Somebody ought to shout the victory in Christ Jesus. Let me pray over you and your household. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you. You want to get God's attention? Praise him. Praise him. In the name of Jesus, now I declare and decree any ungodly thoughts or any thoughts you don't want people to have, any of us to have, I pray that this is immediately, in the name of Jesus, that it be cut at the root, and that's right, and wither away. Hallelujah. And I release now nothing, hallelujah, but the hope of glory in Jesus the Christ over every one of them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I speak life over them right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, protect their mind. Don't let the enemy steal their mind. Hallelujah. Whatever is going on in their mind that seems to be a hindrance, I speak against it. Come out of them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And they shall be whole. Father God in heaven, I come before you in Jesus' name, and I thank you for giving me all the power and all the authority over all the demonic. I cover myself in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray now that everybody down will cover themselves. Just say, I cover myself in the blood of Jesus. I cover all my family members in the blood of Jesus. I thank you now. Hallelujah. Apply the blood of Jesus over the situation. Speak right now. Anoint that situation with the blood of Jesus. Now, hallelujah. Satan, you know we have the authority and the power over you now in the name of Jesus. Don't cross that bloodline. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, our Father. Thank you for your giant warring angels that are surrounding us right now, that are protecting us from all harm of the enemy. And I take authority, and I take now, I'm moving up, hallelujah, to the third heaven, hallelujah, and binding the strong man over anybody's mind, will, and emotions, and over our house right now in the name of Jesus, over our business. I bind you, strong man, release and be binded, hallelujah, and go back to the abyss in Jesus' name and never to return no more. In Jesus' name, I command you now to leave in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, we have been already declared righteous and justified by faith. And you can't change it, and you can't make our mind think that we are not, because God have now declared us righteous. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We now shall have peace with God. We have now peace on this earth. We shall now have nothing but the abundance of good health. Hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing broken, no sickness, no infirmity in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We shall live to see the salvation of the Lord. We shall go on and see what the end is going to be. We are now claiming our 120 years that were promised right now in the name of Jesus, and be in good health and do prosper. Hallelujah. As was the will of God from the very beginning of our birth. And I thank you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's done. Walk by faith and not by sight, and look for the manifestation of the glory of God. Somebody shout the victory. Say Jesus. Jesus. Come on. Say Jesus is Lord. I got to go. This is True Community Church, where everybody is somebody. And if you didn't know it, Jesus is Lord.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
I need. And peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you.
All right, all right, all right. We're here today to sing gospel, and I would sing jazz because there's more money in jazz, but I don't sing it. But we're here, and we're going to sing for you. If you got a coin on your right foot, slip the shoe off your left foot and pat the heel of your other foot. We're here to have a good time. And you only get out what you put in. You don't put nothing in, you're not going to get nothing out. Oh, yeah. And we like to get things moving here. Here's a song I want to sing from our latest CD on the House of Blues label. And I want you to know it's all right. Listen as we tell you, I'm going to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, I want to be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I'm gonna walk in Jerusalem. Just let me tell that I want to be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's just for prayer.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
And I won't be content till I get there.
I'll walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John said the city's for square wine.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna meet King Jesus on the other side.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Just breathe.
have breath, I'm gonna praise the Lord.
Believe.